teacher the most frequent and sexually repressed. Jim Reed, Grand Potter, Zach Down, Alan, McCauley, Brian Lim, and Gina Garcia.
I have no idea if that's Cognog or just. I really don't.
Participants will discuss some of the technical aspects of this music radio, focused primarily on the ways in which the web stream and its context with the.
Like, shoot your web stream all over me.
We're not going to get in if you keep going like this. Has enabled the formation of a community by reading, thank you, Gina, and all manner of experimentation. The panel
Jesus, is this thing over yet? Will you come already?
The panel podcast. If we're lucky, a call from Scott Lowe from Japan, and will itself likely be broadcast live on DS106 Radio.
So nice. Wow.
That's cool.
And there we go.
Wow.
You're welcome, bitches.
Seriously.
That I included some bits
because I'm the one that said thank you to begin with.
I appreciate it. You know,
that's true.
I mean, that was something special. That, you know, was like getting...
That was really, really nice. God, I wish I would have thought of that.
Thank you, Mikhail.
Well, you know, I hope we get in.
Yeah, man. And as I said today when we were chatting back and forth, even if we don't get in, we're going to do it anyway. We're going to broadcast online. We're going to record it. Okay. And we're going to be able to drink because we're not going to be in the session. And that's going to be awesome.
That's a good point.
I can see all kinds of broadcasts from there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jim is fond of calling Northern Voice Northern Vice.
I was thinking we would start our own kind of breakout.
Is this like a variation of Miami Vice?
Kind of. You could be Crockett.
I want to be Crockett, man. You can tell us.
And everyone probably wears fleece instead of linen.
Exactly. And everyone drinks Tim Hortons coffee.
Go Canada. Macau, is today the deadline?
Today was the deadline. Good
God, work. You're a stallion. That's so hot. Are you fucking kidding me? Nice. So
play the 70s music.
Yeah, let me go back to the porn. Hold on. I still got it.
All right. Slow down. I got off the plane and on the computer, man.
Cool. Been there before, man. It's really awesome. Just get the feet.
Northern Voice, the first time I got the fever is when I heard Gardner Campbell had Skyped in and Alan, Scott Leslie, I think Chris Lott, but I'm not sure. Darcy Norman and Brian were there. And just the whole scene.
And then that night over at Brian's house for the gathering, Scott Leslie was doing these weird mashups on his computer. They were just bizarre. I'm sure he's got them too.
Yeah. I mean, and when I saw that, I went back the year after that, and you weren't there that year, Car Dog.
Yeah, I skipped a year.
And then we met together all in 2008.
Right. Yeah, that was my first year. It kind of blew my mind, I gotta say. I wasn't really. I mean, you started to get me into the sharing and all that kind of stuff that the Darcy and Brian inspired and Alan. And then I saw that stuff in action. And I saw that stuff in action, and it kind of blew my mind, man. I thought that was sort of a mild formative experience, I thought.
Yeah.
As soon as you mentioned doing the panel, the first thing I thought was a fishbowl, which is the. Kind of the instructional format that you're talking about that you did that first year where the four of you sat in the middle of the room and had a conversation with everyone watching and then kind of joined in along the way.
Yeah.
But then we saw the list of the panel and saw that it was like, you know, six people or seven people, and depending on how many are going to be there, I think I feel like that might be too many to go with that format.
I know what we should do. We should be in the audience and do it through Skype like this.
That's
what
Yeah. Well, Noise Professor and me were talking about this earlier because we were on the radio earlier talking about just this thing. And Noise Professor said he has some like wireless mics. What's up with that, Noise Professor?
I might be able to bring a Shure SM58 and a lapel and a wireless transmitter if I can get it across the border without arousing the suspicions of either the Canadians or Homeland Security here in the United States. But that would allow us to do a pass-around mic, and if we had that jacked into one of the M-Audio mobile pre's on somebody's computer, we might be able to get...
I think Grant might have that kind of stuff ready to go already.
Yeah,
they might be able to get it at UBC too. I mean, they've got video equipment.
See, that's mint.
Then we could make it like a live audience, like, what's up? They would love it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, Chris ran a session like that where he kind of, it was a panel discussion, but he had a bunch of us in the audience, and he just kind of, he made it like he was calling on us, but he mm-hmm. deaf the way he handled it. It wasn't just a row of people up in front like a shooting gallery.
Right. Yeah, that was a great session, too.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that's really important, and I don't necessarily have to worry about this because my domain of expertise is really, really different than everyone else's, but you all have a lot of overlap, and I think making it interesting and interactive for us and the audience is really important. And to do that, I think y'all are going to have to figure out like which parts you're going to focus on, each of you, so there's not a lot of duplication in storytelling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to have to really coordinate. You know, once this gets accepted, we have to figure out what's the best thing to do, because we might try it the way that the Jim and Alan were talking about earlier with that
fishbowl
format. Yeah, where maybe not all of us are necessarily up in front, but we still participate just as much.
Yeah. I say come up with a real performance. I mean, this is a perfect example. Come up with a performance.
I agree with that. And I feel fairly confident at facilitating group dynamic and kind of keeping things moving and shutting people up and, you know.
Really?
Believe it or not.
Silencing people?
Yeah. One of the things that I do in my class is have a fishbowl, and then I actually have people tap in and out of the fishbowl. When I call, like when I point to someone, I'm like, tap in for that person. And so that way everyone's participating equally because they're all being vigilant. And listening, and getting ready to kind of add their part to the conversation. So when I switch people in and out of the fishbowl, they all tap in and out, and then the conversation keeps going seamlessly, but with the facilitation of someone, you know, kind of orchestrating the whole thing. And that's kind of a cool format because it allows everyone a fair amount of mic time, but it keeps everyone attuned, and it's a much more diverse perspective rather than a panel and a couple people out of six, like, really taking up a lot of space, right?
I like that.
Plus, Gina gets to be a puppet master.
You tell me, you can drop off whenever you want. So I got this big Amazon gift card gift that I didn't deserve. So I've been doing Request Radio and buying songs that anyone requests. I'll buy the song.
Hey guys, 1 second. Wait.
That was me at my most like nice. I'm usually not that nice.
It was very sweet.
Thank you.
Well, I just got a massive fellowship check today, so I'm totally ready to come out and party.
You just buying songs.
I'm totally buying.
You live the most insane life. I was talking about that with Noise Professor today. It's like, yeah, she's like, Gina did all this work on the train and came up and saw one of my shows. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You're a maniac. Awesome.
I am a bit of a maniac. I am,
so
absolutely.
What'd you do? You went to Sacktown and you saw Noise Professor.
Yeah, I went
out
to Sacktown. I, you know, I got up in the morning, got a ride, jumped on the Airbus, which doesn't fly, by the way. Took the Airbus to San Jose and worked the whole way, then got on the Amtrak, which I love. I've got like a crazy, weird connection with the train. I did a lot of commuting on the train on the East Coast, and I'm super productive. It's like the perfect study hall for me because you can get up and walk around, and then you get the motion of the tracks, so you can also get a beer and stuff, so that's cool. And I took the train from San Jose to Sacramento, and I got there, and I got some grub, and then I went to the public library there, and I worked for a few hours there, and then I got a hotel, dropped my shit off, went and hung out with Zach and listened to him play and a couple other bands, and we just like shot the shit. We just cracked up the whole entire time, and it was really rad. And I met some of his noise fraternity, which was hysterical. There was this one kind of androgynous individual who looked like Andy Warhol, and I didn't know if it was a man or a woman. And I'm not even going to commit, actually, and I think Noise Professor said it was a guy, but I'm going to call it, you know, Z, which is kind of that gender neutral pronoun folks are trying to use. So I'm going to say Z. even after I was told that Z was a man, I was really unconvinced. Like, it was that. And it totally looked like Andy Warhol. It did. And then,
you should have checked it out. You should have investigated further.
I should have grabbed his cock and balls. That way you're suggesting my
Well, you know, if you really want to know, you got to do what you got to do to find out.
But, I was trying to be on good behavior. What are you trying to
do? Let me ask you something, Gina. Does that mean, like, you know, Zach Dowell or Noise Professor hangs out with, like, a crazy, almost velvet underground New York City scene?
Yeah. No.
Sacramento?
He doesn't.
Where'd he go? Is he gone? Is he not on the...
He's on.
Hello?
I'm just listening. This is great radio.
He's listening to me narrate our experience from my perspective. No, I mean, you know, I asked him if those were his buddies, and he's like, yeah, you know, I know everyone, and I've played music with all these different folks, but, you know, he claimed that he didn't run with them, which I totally believe, because he lives out in the sticks up in the mountains where he gets snowed in and trapped by trees and possibly mauled and attacked by bears and grows lots of vegetables. So, you know, he probably doesn't make it down to the city that often, right? To roll with that crew, I'm not sure. Maybe in his younger, you know.
I can see them all in like silver suits, and like you know, his one androgynous friend coming to you with a phone and saying, "Do you want to speak to God?"
Like, coat and they're like the black turtleneck. I mean, the whole fucking shit, the glasses, everything, dude. I mean, intentionally operating in that space of the Warhol. And then Noise Professor's goodest friend, who I think, you know, I met there, and it was the cat who was in the band with them. He was super, super hyper, like more hyper than I'm being right now. And at one point, he was talking about like doo-doo or something, and he actually did like a charade of like dropping the kids off at the pool in the middle of like the lounge that we were sitting in. I'm so blown away.
Did he like squat down and go?
No,
I believe he was as high as a Georgia pine.
He totally did like a little squat action, and I just couldn't even continue to pay attention to him. I look at Zach and I'm like, did he just squat now? Like he's pooping? Like, is he on speed? Is he drunk? No, he's completely sober.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Zach, when you met me face to face, were you like, yep, that's exactly what I expected her to be?
Loaded question, man.
He's taking the marbles out of his mouth. Give him a second.
He's taking a hit.
Seriously?
What? I wish. Pass is a newbie.
Thanks. Thanks for testifying on my behalf, man.
Wait, what happened? Am I answering the question? I don't know. Are you?
Are you? Yeah. I was thinking about the answer.
Oh, Jesus. Shit.
What's up with you guys?
I've never, I, on the other hand, have never, ever, ever met someone that I knew online first. So I don't know that I had an expectation. And if the answer is, if Dr. Garcia is as witty and personable and well-spoken and interesting as her online persona, then yes, the answer is absolutely yes.
But you know, her online persona, just like that of all of us, is mediated through DS106 Radio, and the thing is that typically we don't experience people on the internet that way. Typically they're just words on the screen and not a voice.
Well, dude, now you need to write that down, because that is a great way to start the presentation. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, though, whether that happened before or after. So much of the radio, do you know what I mean?
Was it early on, maybe? Well, the thing is, Zach, you really shouldn't, you know, be so kind of around the periphery. She said she didn't like your music, so you can say it if you weren't into it.
Like, look, woman.
Didn't I say that I love the music? Wait a minute. Shit.
No, I'm reading between the lines.
Oh, no. Oh, God damn it. Broken
hearts. I met people online, and when I met them online, and then I met them in person, that was like the whole EdTech crew up in Northern Voice. And I remember when I first time I went to Northern Voice 2007, they must have been like, what the fuck is up with this guy? I was awkward. Because I'm a social person in reality. But, like, I was never in that situation. Like, a cog dog, I'm sure, has been in this for years. But that was my first time really being in that situation. I was nervous as hell. Then I
got bombed.
Here's
what I would say.
And I freaked out. That was the whole night where I was like, I want to know. You got to tell me because I want it. So I lost my shit in Brian's kitchen. They were like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, but they had you back. So clearly
they did.
That's scary.
Absolutely. Since, too.
You didn't do anything unusual, Jim. I thought that was all pretty normal.
That was the first time they met me, and I flipped my lid.
Aww.
Here's what, having thought about this, because I'm thinking about this right now. So, cut the
shit.
Such
a good guy, Noise Professor.
What
That's
I would say is
you.
This, that we were able to interact in a way that was truly like we have been friends for years. That is to say, we picked up a conversation, we were flowing and laughing and having a grand old time as though we had known each other for 100 years.
Yes.
And so that was a singular experience.
I have to say, coming through, meeting your connections on Twitter is so much more conversational than back in the old days before there was Twitter, when it was more, back and forth ping pong.
Yeah. But that's true. I mean, this idea of picking up a conversation and the Twitter and now DS106 Radio, when we really have the voice too, which is interesting. But I mean, I do feel like when I meet you, Noise Professor, and when I meet you, Gene, I've met Mikhail and Cogdog, that it is going to be like that. Like, I have no expectations. Yeah. I have a good sense of who you are. And I also know that if you don't like me, I'll hear about it, Gina, again on a conversation when we first meet.
Well, what's really different about this experience for me, and I'm shooting out of my ass back pocket, but I don't use Facebook, but I hear people talk about their interactions on Facebook, and it's like keeping tabs on people, keeping tabs on people, keeping tabs on people. And that is a massive contrast to the types of, we share stories and we go live and we don't, whatever, and we play music for each other.
Yeah.
We play music for each other, which for me is one of the most intimate things that a human can do for another person without being like, I guess you could be naked and play music, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really, really intimate, especially when you start playing live music for people, yeah. Right?
Or someone buys you a music on Amazon.
Gift card they got.
Like, music as the lubrication to the intercourse. Like, seriously?
Jesus Christ. That's what did you do today?
That's
Spanish pie?
Session, man.
Exactly. There you go.
Come on.
They're Canadians. Let me tell you into it.
Exactly. You ever see David Lynch's Twin Peaks, the movie? That's what my vision of Canada was before I went up to Northern Voice. And Brian Lamb helped it live up to that. He was like, what are you doing? It's like the crazy music. They're passing the beer. They're passing.
Kind of is, actually.
All day long.
I'm just hoping it's going to be like Corner Gas. You ever see that show, Corner Gas?
No.
No? Never mind.
I've met people on in conferences that I've known on Twitter, and I recognize them. I'm all excited. Oh, I've been following you for a long time. And they look at me like I'm a stalker.
That's good.
Kind of disconcerting. You know?
Well, you are.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
Nope. Gina is tracked every single hour.
You know she doesn't like it. Like,
the other day, I'm the only one who's, got my fucking computer, literally strapped to my waist all the time.
What I like about you, Dr. Garcia, is, I know when you're on Twitter and you're not talking about DS106 Radio, you don't like what's up. You're basically like, oh, that was a really interesting TED Talk video, da 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 da. When something else is on DS106 Radio, you're like, that's all you talk
about. Silence equals consent.
No, for me, silence, for me, if you're clocking me on Twitter, silence equals, I'm like, really, I'm either fucking hungover, asleep, or working really ferociously, and I've kind of closed off the channel.
Did you have
I can't listen to DS-106 and do work. Like I can do certain tasks, like, you know, poke around and you know, find articles, or I can, you know, add up numbers, not run stats, but, you know, like little things like that, or transfer data or whatever. But I cannot, like, do any thinking, like focused work or thinking to move my cause forward if I'm listening to the radio. And so, like, the last 2 hours, I have that.
Background. It always jumps to the front.
Exactly. Because the people who are on it are, like, your crew right now. Like, every, you know, when you hear someone, when you see someone's getting ready to come on, and they're doing this, and it's really cool, and every time you tune in, it's something different and unique and interesting, and we're always pushing the boundaries, and we're pushing and pushing and pushing all the time. I mean, that is really exciting and titillating for me, and so you're absolutely right, Alan. It always comes to the foreground, so I'd rather not turn it on. You know.
But the question is, I mean, how many more people are going to jump into the picking up the mic? Because that's a big step.
Yeah, Grandpa would love that. He's like, he DM'd me. He's like, that's freaking awesome. DS-106 Radio needs to be about chaos. I'm like, man, Grandpa is like the best about this.
Yeah,
it's his brainchild, right?
Yep.
And he digs it. He's not like protocol like the other one. He's kind of like...
Nice.
That was for you, Noise Professor.
Yeah, thank you.
Protocol.
Speaking of which, I mean, not protocol. Noise Professor, you're always on DS-106 Radio. I'll get up at 10 in the morning. It's like 7 your time. It's like, okay, I'm going to do some live requests. And then Noise Professor's like, hey, what'd I miss? What's going on? Like, what are you, in your PJs? In your bed? Do you have, like, something where it tells you, like, telepathically you're on the radio?
I don't think I sound like a 13-year-old girl, though, Jim.
No.
What did you ever say?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Oh, sorry. No. I'm just trying to say that you're awesome, you know?
Hey, did you see iCarly last night?
That's the difference.
Bastards.
It's like a working adult schedule. That's the difference between him and us, I think.
This is the nicest I'm going to get. So if you stop fucking with me, I'm going to start bringing out the big guns.
I just have it on at work all the time.
Get the horns.
And I'm able to do that.
Well, I love it, Noise Frenzy.
Yeah.
It's really endearing. I like it too.
Nothing but love.
Calling Sister Midnight. You got me reaching.